podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
I'm the only person in Colorado without a dog. And I do. I like dogs. I really like dogs. I just don't want to have my own. I like other people's dogs. It's like the way some people handle grandchildren. You know, they can go see their grandchildren for about an hour and then they leave, right? And they don't have to take the grandkids with them. I'm that way with people's dogs. I don't have to worry about walking them, feeding them, picking a poop, all that other stuff. I can just pet your dog for a little while and go home. Now, having said that, I realize the love affair that this state in particular has with its four-legged friends.
Right.
Yeah.
Big time. To the point where some people, let's just call it like it is, some people are a little overly weird about their dog.
They kiss their dog on the mouth.
Well, I'm not even talking that. I'm talking
I am.
Really weird stuff. They're just like too close, I think.
Kissing the dog on the mouth wasn't weird enough?
Not too close enough? Not as weird as some things.
You can love your pet, just don't love your pet.
So you remember Simon Cowell?
Yeah, mean American Idol judge.
Mm-hmm. That's the one. Apparently, he loves his terriers, Squidly and Diddly.
Perfect.
Oh,
perfect,
God, I love it.
Perfect.
This is what I'm talking about.
Squidly, Diddly.
He likes Squidly and Diddly so much. Sources are claiming that he has plans now to use a service out of South Korea to clone his dogs.
So it seems legit.
Because he does not ever want to be without them, so he will clone them so he constantly has replicas for year after year after year that he will have of Squidly and Diddly.
So good.
You know, cloning Squidly sounds like a band name if I ever heard one.
You know,
they would physically be the same, though, as the thing.
We're getting into the nuts and bolts of this.
Dog meat of the situation. They would be them physically.
Sure.
But they wouldn't, like, emotionally be your dogs or the same. You know, you'd have to reteach them tricks and how to go out and potty train them. And
yeah, their personalities, their soul would not be there.
Come on. If you had a clone of Kramer, your dog, you think it's going to be that drastically different acting? What kind of dog is it?
He's a Shih Tzu.
Okay, Shih Tzu. Do you really think that this Shih Tzu would be drastically different from another Shih Tzu that's cloned?
Absolutely, because his...
I'm going to say there's going to be minor differences.
Because I think just like us, our experiences shape who we are and our personalities and our little tics. And I think that if, you know, Kramer's clone didn't grow up in Vegas with me and, you know, go through
all the dog was in an apartment. It wasn't like the dog was walking the strip.
But the dog has a wicked gambling problem.
He does a killer Elvis. That wouldn't have his soul. It's not the same.
Yeah.
And this is what it boils down to.
The dog did not know what town it was living in.
It knew. No, he knows.
Kramer did not
he
know.
He knows he's a Vegas
that he
dog.
He was in Vegas.
Came a crane from the streets.
See, he has more soul than you, Testa. But this is what it boils down to. Just
what?
With us and our pets, and even with us and our love relationships. You always say, you know, the looks fade away, and after time, you just want someone, you know, that you click with that makes you laugh.
Not for Dom.
And
he wants those looks.
Well, you better get there because you are going to end up a lonely puppy on your front step.
Puppy eyes.
So, like with Kramer, fine. Maybe it would be a clone of Kramer and same body and same little, you know.
But to you, hair. All you would do is look down and see Kramer.
Right. But it's not his personality. That's what matters.
But
it's
maybe
the soul.
Have
I'm
a new
calling
personality.
BS on you because I want you to assume for a second that Kramer has passed away.
Oh, God.
Okay.
That really.
Don't start crying. This is a hypothetical.
Let's assume he's out in traffic right now. Okay, let's just assume.
Okay.
No. Let's say of old age.
He got out.
He dies peacefully in his sleep.
Okay. He goes to a farm in Connecticut.
Right. He's gone to the farm. And a month later, I show up at your door, and I've got in my arms a little puppy that looks identical to Kramer. And you're going to sit here and tell me, no, I would refuse that dog because it's not the same dog. You would melt.
I wouldn't refuse it, but it would not be Kramer.
No, but you would still want to embrace it because it would look like, and for the most part, act like that dog that you love so much.
It would not act like Kramer.
Oh, for God's sake.
How did you get a dog, Dom? What idiot gave you a puppy?
Are you saying this dog wouldn't lick its butt? Is that what you're saying? It would act so completely different?
He would still sleep with you.
He is so much more than a butt licker.
You would still mold this puppy into your own.
Are we talking about Kramer?
I don't know. We're talking about the girl that gave you the puppy to give to me? I don't know.
Kinky.
She'll make taller for a second.
No, the soul is different than the exterior.
But well, you could mold his little soul again, and he'd still be a sweet little
puppy.
He's
still going to be growing up in your house.
And every time
like
he'd look
Kramer
down,
did.
It would still be, it would look like Kramer.
Close enough is what I'm saying.
My next dog, I want to have three legs or some sort of an ailment. I want to rescue a dog with issues next time. So,
can you tweak the cloning process?
Like
my dog, personally,
legs?
my dog Sully, his butthole is too high. Like, I need to move it down. We've talked about that. I have to wipe my dog every time he goes. So, if I were to clone him, I'd want a rectal. He's got rectal displacement, so he needs to move down just a little bit.
They do it for humans, right, Tom?
What?
Because they do it for dogs too.
Think about what they do with like what's the computer graphics, CGI stuff, graphics where they're designing a house, but they'll move the window down a little bit.
I need to move the anus down.
Right.
Just
the window to the soul.
Sully's butthole to be dropped an inch and a half.
Just a squeak. It's just a little too high.
Isn't that the only thing keeping you from cloning that dog? Is
his butt? I gotta wipe that dog every damn time he comes in the house.
This is why I'm not getting a dog.
But he's got such a sweet soul.
Yeah. You know, this is funny. If you want to sound off on this, if you want to argue with us and say, no, it wouldn't be the same dog. Or if you want to say, hey, look, it would be close enough that I would look. Everyone who has it, that's all of you, have dogs. Mm-hmm. Think about it. If you have a chance to clone your dog, would you do it? Call us. I bet out of five calls, 4 out of 5 will say, hell yeah, I'd do that.
Let's do it. Let's go to South Korea.
Here's Brittany. Hi, Brittany.
Hi.
What's your dog's name?
Buddy.
What is it?
Buddy.
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 Like the elf.
Yep. Would you clone Buddy?
I would clone Buddy, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you know it's not going to be the same dog, but...
Yeah, but there's a chance that it could be the same dog, right?
See, that's a great point.
He'd still look the same.
And
what
it
kind
would
of
mostly,
dog?
Mostly act the same.
Right. What kind of dog is Buddy?
He was a rescue, but I'm not sure, but I think he's like a lab shepherd.
Oh, he's a big buddy. So really, this one does have the potential of being totally different, because this new cloned one wouldn't be a rescue dog. It would be nurtured from the beginning.
Right.
So it could totally have a different personality.
Unless something about the personality imprints itself on DNA, which we don't know, and you take that DNA out now, there could be a ghost of... there could be a ghost of its personality,
I don't know.
Emily.
It's a little different, because it sounds like Buddy served some hard time in the beginning. So I don't know if that's imprinted or not, dog.
But Brittany's got to vote for cloning.
He's in the clink.
I hope you have a great day, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you. Thank you for rescuing the dog. That's sweet of you to do. Here comes Mariah. Hello, Mariah.
Hello.
What do you think about this?
I am with Emily, and I also have a shih tzu. I would not clone Chuck Norris.
His name is Chuck Norris?
Your dog's name is Chuck Norris?
Yes, and he looks like an Ewok.
Yes, they're the cutest.
If I was single, I would date you.
But it's just not
that
the
is
same.
The best thing I've ever
Do
heard.
Do I need to go out with Mariah for you?
Yes. It's my dog, Chuck Norris. Are you kidding me?
She'd rather go out with me.
Holy cow.
But I get it. Like, so you have good. This, you have Chuck Norris running around your house, right?
Chuck Norris doesn't eat chew on a bone. He chews on the entire cow.
Yes.
The thing is, he has, like, the best personality, and if there's a clone, what if that clone sucks? Then it's like, I'm going to be sad.
Well, it's how you raise him, though.
Same.
He won't suck because you'll just still be raising the dog.
Yeah, it'd still be a sweet dog.
You're not passing the dog
off
to...
Why do we all of a sudden... Why are so many people thinking that if you clone something, it comes out like as an evil version? It's not going to be evil. It might be slightly different.
Yeah, you're still going to grow it and nurture it and love it.
Yeah, it'll still be a sweet dog.
And brush it.
That'll look just like Chuck Norris.
So
weird. So
good.
Have you ever seen the movie Multiplicity with Michael Keaton?
Yes, that was a movie with Michael Keaton.
It's
That's
a,
not
like a copy of a copy. So already the quality of Chuck Norris is going to go down.
Because all you got to do is take the blood or other DNA samples of Chuck Norris and hold on to that. So you're not making a copy of the copy. Yeah. You're constantly making copies of the original.
And if you're only two or three or four copies in, I think it's still a pretty good copy.
Have you ever gone down to the copy machine and you've got a master of a particular piece of paper?
Yeah.
You keep the master file, right? And you keep making copies of that. That's what you would do with Chuck.
But that first copy off of the master is not as good.
It's just slightly different is what you're saying.
So Chuck Norris cloned is not as good as Chuck Norris.
But if you've got a good copy machine, you can barely tell.
Well, we don't know what South Korea's copy machines are like.
Yeah, it could be like a
I don't know if they're knockoffs or
Korea,
actual Xerox.
They're probably pretty good copy machines.
That's where they make the copy machines.
Yeah, go look it up. Mariah, thanks for being on this show.
Have a good day, you guys.
Good time, Mariah.
I mean, if it's a copy machine that's made in Korea versus one that's made in Muncie, Indiana,
right.
I probably would take the one made in Korea.
They know their DPI.
Here's Carolyn. Hello, Carolyn. By the way, no offense to anybody from Muncie.
Or that works in the copying industry.
Right. Or Korea.
I was giving Korea props.
Right. Well.
Hello, Carolyn.
Good morning.
All right, you going to clone your dog?
Absolutely, I would.
Yeah, of course. What's your dog's name?
His name is Tonka.
Tonka! Like the trucks.
I gotta say, our listeners have terrific pet names.
What kind of dog is Tonka?
Tonka is a toy poodle. He doesn't look like a poodle by any means. I cut him like a little teddy bear, and he's 12 years old, and I'm already thinking, oh my God, he's getting old. Mm-hmm. I totally want to clone him.
Save a lock of the hair.
I know. See, my two dogs, Rex is 15 and Kramer is 10. And I am like you, Carolyn. I sit up at night and I'm like, I need to make a deal with the devil.
I'm giving you an option to do that and you're poo-pooing it.
I want OG Kramer.
Well, you can't.
Carolyn,
so you just stay up at night.
Carolyn, this company is in Seoul, South Korea. I don't know how to pronounce the first name, but it's such and such biotech. And apparently it's pretty pricey to do this. But it's just like back when, you know, VCRs and DVD players came out. They were very expensive at first. Remember the old computers were tens of thousands of dollars? Now you can get one for $300.
Okay. So, well, hopefully it'll go down before he gets too much older.
No, what we're telling you is hold on to some of his DNA.
Yeah.
Get locks of hair or some blood samples or something like that and store them.
Put it in the
freezer.
Keep
them in your freezer.
Okay.
Okay.
The whole dog
right next
in
to the
your
steak.
Freezer.
Right next to the
Don't
steak.
Don't mix them up, though.
Thanks for calling, Carolyn.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You as well. All right. Here, time for one more. It's Amy. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
You like this idea?
I don't like this idea.
Oh, are you afraid? A lot of people are afraid of technology.
No, I'm not afraid of technology, but every movie or every TV show you see on cloning, the more clones that happen, the less brain cells they have.
See?
So I'd be really worried about that.
But they can't make a movie, Amy, about a clone that goes perfectly because people won't go buy tickets to see that. It's Hollywood, so you got to make it dramatic.
A five-legged
dog. You understand that, right?
I do understand that, but I would still have the fear.
If you watch the news at 6 o'clock tonight.
I think the personalities would be different every time.
I'm sure it would be slightly different, but I mean, it's a dog. It's not like it's going to, it's not like one day it speaks Latin and the next day it's speaking French, okay? It's a dog.
They're not just dogs. How
they
dare you?
Oh.
Their dogs.
You know, that Dolly the sheep, that clone, she was evil, that clone.
Right?
You know, if you watch the news at 6 o'clock, they don't sit there and tell you all the good things that happen, do they? They never do. The news is only there to scare you, just like movies, same kind of thing,
just like
Amy.
Cloning dogs is scary.
I hope you have. What's your dog's name, Amy?
I have two rescues, Elsa and Coco.
Elsa.
Let it go.
Let it go. Tell them I say hello.
And Kramer, too. They love listening about stories about Kramer.
I'll send your love. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks.
I'm going to play, just to mess with your dogs, Amy, I'm going to play the sound effect of a doorbell ringing here pretty soon so your dogs can start barking.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Remember that time, Jeremy, I did that? I played the sound effect of a doorbell all morning so that people's dogs would go nuts.
We got emails, too. Stop it.
Right. You know, fine. If I could clone Kramer and take that out of him, someone will fart three blocks away and Kramer, woo! If that could be.
Oh, he'll still be annoying. Mm-hmm. Don't worry.
Well, great.
All right.
This has been fun. I'm glad I brought this up.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.